Hi, morning, Darren.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No, not a problem. I was given your details by my friends at Daffodil PR and Communications, that's Sharon and Livy, who I know are mutual friends of ours, because they told me about something that you're doing, which I think is pretty amazing, and I think the rest of Taunton and the surrounding area should know exactly what you're doing. But before you do that, just tell me a bit about yourself, what you do, where you work, that kind of thing.
Okay, I will. So my name is Richie and I work at Somerset Chamber of Commerce as the membership manager. I live in Taunton in London Heathfield and I'm doing a bit of a running challenge for St Margaret's, which I'm sure you're going to ask me about in a minute.
Yeah. So it is a challenge. My understanding is you are running 5K a day every day for a year.
That is correct.
I am
indeed.
That's really good. Now, 5K in the grand scheme of things, a couple of people will be thinking, well, it's not too far, is it? But to doing it every day, it actually becomes a bit of a chore, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the hassle of it, you know, and it's one of those things. Considering I wasn't a runner beforehand, I thought I hated running, really didn't enjoy it at all. I'd only ever done it, I think, twice in my life, and it was a really poor attempt at it as well. So I thought, for me, that was a real challenge, was to get out there and try and actually run. So to run every single day, it certainly does take its toll on you. But 5 kilometres is what it is, and going strong.
But that is, for somebody that is not a runner, that is a really, really good achievement. I love running, although admittedly, I'm a little bit behind the scene at the moment because I haven't been running properly since just before Christmas because of work commitments and things. But it does take a bit of a commitment. And like I said, if you're not a regular runner, 5K a day is a real achievement. So how's it all going? When did you start? Did you start 1st of January?
I started on the 1st of July, 2018. So I'm...
Oh, you're halfway through then?
I am. I'm 242 days in as of today.
Oh, mate, this is amazing. This is really, really good news. And clearly you're raising a lot of money for St Margaret's. How's all that going?
Yeah, it's going really well. So I'm on about £2,200 at the moment, plus gift aid, which takes me to around 2,500, and I would like to raise around 5,000.
This is wonderful, mate. So you're still on course for that.
Yeah, I am. I am on course for it. And I've had a few people which have offered to help, so hopefully a few tricks up my sleeve for raising a bit more money as well.
That's brilliant news. So if you want to help Richie and donate some money, because what he's doing is a real challenge, not only for him, but it's also a big challenge to help raise that sort of money for St Margaret's Hospice. Now, you can give us all the contact details for your charity pages in just a moment. But with regards to your actual running and your route and stuff, are you doing the same route every day or are you chopping and changing it?
Well, I mix it up with, there's about 3 different routes which I do quite regularly. There are 2 routes around Monkton Heathfield, and then occasionally I'll do park run in Long Run Meadow in Taunton.
Yeah.
There are a good few people that join for that, usually around 400.
Yeah, it's a very popular park run, isn't it?
It is. And
you do the right thing there, because running can be a bit tedious at times, particularly if you're doing the same route all the time. But just to chop and change and do things that are slightly different, it kind of helps you a bit?
Yeah, it definitely can. It's, certainly when you run the same route 200 times, you definitely need to change it up, I can promise you that.
So what sort of time are you doing it in?
So on the first run I ever did, I gave it 100% and I did it in 33 minutes and 43 seconds.
Well done.
And now, as of a couple of weeks ago, my quickest time is 22 minutes and 29 seconds.
Mate, that is just applaudable. Well done, you. Oh, mate, this is really, really good to hear. Really good. And there'll be a lot of runners listening to this thinking, you know, well done, mate. Keep up the good work. In fact, what you tend to find occasionally is that some of the runners want to come and help support you and they'll run with you and that'll give you a bit of a burr.
I tell you what, I've had a lot of support from the business community in Taunton and Somerset in general as well. I've had a lot of people help me in terms of wanting to run with me, etc., and they have done. Got a lot more people lined up as well to run with me, and even more so when it comes to the final run on Sunday the 30th of June. I have lots and lots of people that would like to come and join as well.
Oh, mate, I'm going to be all over that one like a rash. In fact, a couple of years ago, we were supporting a guy called Tom Lewis, who was running half a marathon every day for a month. Okay. And he called it the half Eddie. So it was a bit of a challenge. And he did it. And it was really good to see. And I went out with him on a couple of those runs. So now I have your details, mate. I endeavour to do the same with you because I need to pick up my enthusiasm for running again. And sometimes it just needs a bit of a kick up the bum to do it. So that will be my quest, to get in touch with you and go running with you.
Oh, you are welcome anytime.
Brilliant.
Anytime. More than happy to run with anyone that would like to get out there and get a bit active.
Mate, always. This is really, really good news. Tell me how people can help support you.
Yep, so people can help support me. There's a multitude of ways. So I have a fundraising page on Virgin Money Giving, and you just have to type into Google Virgin Money Giving and then the 5K year, all one word, the 5K year. Or you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under the 5K year, or you could even send a check to the hospice directly.
Apologies for my mobile ringing there.
I've got it happens.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Richie, it's been great talking to you, mate, and thanks very much.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on, Darren. Really appreciate it.